Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Shari Jewish Shari Bez Ois Yud Zayin, Shir number 115. We all know, when we go on a trip, especially now in the summertime, make sure you prepare your provisions for the road. Make sure you take water, take some snack maybe. Be a healthy snack also, doesn't hurt. Say de la derech, take some food for the road. Ben Yoina now continues to discuss that there are some people, they don't take Tzedel HaDerech, they don't take it seriously that there will be a day of death, and they don't prepare themselves for that journey. The journey is that when you get up to Shemayim, you want to be able to take down, unload, unpack your suitcases. And this suitcase is called the Tztaka suitcase. This suitcase, you know, there's somebody I know who is audited by the Say again?
IRS,
yeah, thank you. By the IRS, because of the thucky he gave. It didn't make sense, they said. Didn't make sense. Why are you giving so much charity? I said to him, you realize how beautiful that is? You can get up to Shemayim and say you went through all the... It was a tirch, it was a big burden. You had to find all of his paper. You get up to Shemayim and you're going to take out that pekel, that massive suitcase, the U-Haul of the tztaka. I'm not saying he gave the most suck in the world. But he gets stuck, and they said, why are you giving so much charity? I mean, we don't think everything's so kosher over there. And they came after him.
Wow.
They don't understand. They don't understand this concept. They don't understand. So here, the person's going to get ready for his road to go 3-hour trip, 4-hour trip. But for eternity, he's not going to get ready. He's not going to realize one day I will die. Am I kaiviyah eaten l'tayra every single day? Am I trying to be kaiviyah eaten l'tayra? Do I think, how can I make somebody happy? Let me think somebody who might need a little pickup. Am I doing something for someone? I have no idea who that person is. This is called Seyda L'derech. If I use Sfarim in the base medrash, do I make sure to put them away? To clean up after myself. And on my way out, I see someone else left a chumash, left a sefer, to put it away also. I never used it. To talk to Chirzin, make the basic, you know, Yeshua was given the covet, the honor, to be the next leader in Klal Yisrael. There's a medrash. Medrash says, you know why? Because they cleaned up. He cleaned up the Beis Medrash. He went, he made sure. Somebody, sometimes they leave a cup of coffee there. Why they do is, I don't understand. But that's not the point. Yeshua said, I'm going to throw out that cup of coffee. Sometimes people leave dirty tissues behind, which is, it's not a good, germs, you're leaving germs behind. It's not a chesed. It's Hashem's Beis Medrash here. This Beis Medrash, every Beis Medrash belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to make sure we treat it properly, proper covet. Person needs to use a tissue? Don't put it on the table when it's finished use. You put it in the pocket, you put it in the garbage. But if it's left there, who should clean it up? Yeshua ben Nun said, I will clean it up. Says the Medrash. You care about Klal Yisrael. You care about Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaBeis HaKnesses. You're going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. There's more to it, of course. Ben Yoina says that there are people lo yagishu binyan hamavis. They don't really feel it. They know that they get a plot, they write a will, but are they really preparing tzeida laderech? Peklach and peklach and peklach, more packages of mitzvahs, atztaka, chesed, taira, tfila, avoida, be mechazak others in these mitzvahs. Or do you say, I mind my own business. He does his mitzvahs, I do my... He's not doing mitzvahs. U'layalu alibam yoy moysum ad boyoy. And they don't contemplate the day of death until it comes. Like we said, you know, they get their burial plot. They know they're going to die. But they don't make tzedel l'derech, they don't prepare the mitzvahs, and they don't think to do tshuva on the meisim that they need to be done tshuva on. Ben Yonah says strong words about such people. He says these people like animals. He says these people kebehemois like animals. Asher lo yagishu bein hamavis ad eis hatvicha. You take an animal to be shechted. You take him from the pen and you direct him. You know, I once went to Kreider's farm, you know, Lancaster. It's nice. I got a nice door over there. It's amazing how they could train the animals. They go on to get milked, and they go off like they know the routine. It's amazing. They know how to go in. It's just, you train them. The animals can be trained like this. The cows. The cow comes. He has no idea what's next. Hashem didn't give the cow the seichel to understand he's going to be shechted now. Ben Yonah says people live their lives like this. That they don't contemplate to prepare for the day of death by learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, chesed, thinking about others. They're like animals who cannot understand that they're about to be shechted. These are strong words. Let's think what Ben Yonah is saying. The Shabbos Kodesh coming. It's a beautiful time to think about these words and to see how can we mechazik ourselves. How can we mechazik others who need chizuk? In Liman HaTorah, a pat on the back. Say hello, a smile, a greeting, something. Loy la'atzmai nivra, we are not created for ourselves. Rav Chaim V'lajner told his son, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Itzlo V'lajner, Loy la'atzmai nivra, in the Hagdama to Nefesh HaChaim, you take a look. Rav Yitzchak V'lajner said, that's what my father would tell me. We're not here for ourselves, we're here for others. How are people doing? What do they need? Well, let's think, let's ask, let's look into it. Daven for other people for health. Daven for the mishpachas who have family members under the rubble in Florida, in Miami. Daven for the families that they should have chizuk to get through this nisayin. The tragic stories you read about some of these people that they had so many tsaras and they went away and they relocated just for this to happen. Time for Yeshuas and Rafuas. Shalom HaBesuras Tavis. Have a wonderful Shabbos.